The world thrives on innovation, on change and adaptation. But what role can innovation play in an art form based on tradition? Folk art is about traditional materials, traditional techniques, and generations-old ideas of craft and style. The organizers of Santa Fe's International Folk Art Market had this question in mind when they put together this year's market. I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM, and with me is a co-founder of the Folk Art Market, Judith Espinar. Judy, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You and your colleagues, back in 2004, when you created the International Folk Art Market, what definition of folk art did you abide by?
We were trying to bring to Santa Fe traditional artists, traditional cultural artists, I like to call them, who were practicing the techniques and the iconography of their communities. So the work, the medium, and the actual product itself is something that evolves out of the life of the culture.
This year, you have created a special section of the market, which you are calling Innovation Inspiration. How is this different?
A lot of the artists have been asking us to do this. They had been applying with work. When are we going to be allowed to bring innovation? Can we do this? Can we do that? So when we published the application for the 2017 market, we had a section called Innovation. And we allowed the artists to decide what that meant to them. And some of these are out of need, and some of these are out of creativity. This Guatemalan pillow that I'm sitting in front of, it's actually made in a very different way. And the story here is simple. This is a community. They decided that there were too many weavers producing very similar products, and the market was very overcrowded. And so they decided that they wanted to do different products. What they ultimately did, what you'll see at the market, they became rug hookers. They transferred their iconography, which represents the values of their tradition, into a whole different medium. And of course, if we were with the original definition of folk art, we would not have accepted these amazing rugs. But the truth of the matter is that the rugs have been in the market for 2 or 3 years now. So it's just a matter of opening the door a little wider and listening to the artist and figuring out how they validly would like to move forward with their traditions.
Do you think that loosening the definition of folk art is going to be a good thing for the artists as a whole?
I'm going to say something revolutionary here. It's always been a good thing. A lot of times the art and the beauty gets lost, but that can happen anyway. Certainly, we have to always remember that things that we think are the same have been changed over the centuries.
Right.
So the people that can make these successful reinterpretations will be the ones that will join the traditional artist in the International Folk Art Market, and we have both artists working and showing their work side by side.
Judith Espinar is a co-founder of Santa Fe's International Folk Art Market. The 14th annual market is July 14th through the 16th. Go to folkartalliance.org. More from Judy at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.